Gene, I am amazed at the progress that we're making with robots. I mean, it started, of course, in manufacturing because it's a robot, albeit it's not, you know, doesn't look human, but, you know, you had a robotic arm that would turn a widget or something like that. And I mean, there are robots now in every manufacturing plant on the planet. Making pills, turning jars, doing stamping things. They're all robots. But now we're coming up with robots that are human-like. And it's getting like Star Wars. And I know you're a fan of R2-D2 and C-3PO. How close are we getting to that?
Well, as you say, we do have robots now. I think the most famous one is the one built by Honda that they have on their commercials, and they show it. It looks like a little man in a spacesuit.
Is that Osimo?
Osimo, right. And he can walk around. He can climb stairs. He can, even now they've made him so he can run. It's actually kind of easier to make a robot who runs on two legs than one who walks on two legs, because two legs is just not a stable situation.
Right.
You know, and that's interesting. Why do we have two legs if it's unstable? Why didn't we develop with three legs or four legs? Scientists have developed a great variety of robots, mostly exploring those that have more than two legs because they are more stable.
The reason why we don't have three legs is, can you imagine buying your wife or girlfriend a pair of three pairs of shoes? It's bad enough to buy two.
That would add a whole bunch of problems to us. You're right. So we've got like robot cockroaches now, because the cockroach with the six legs is a very stable configuration. They can lift up three at a time and still have three on the ground and be stable. And they're great for getting across rough terrain. So they'd be much better outside than, say, R2-D2, who is pretty much helpless unless everything is flat and clear. We've got robot dogs now who can play soccer. We've got robot cars that they're developing to drive us around. The Mars rover has six wheels on it, which is, again, a better situation for getting across the rough terrain.
Right.
We've got robots on treads that are in Iraq helping us to find and defuse roadside bombs. And those now are being mounted with guns so that they can be operated via remote control and used to, you know, go into dangerous places and shoot the bad guys without our people getting in danger.
A scientist came out with a story about a month ago. We had it in our After Dark newsletter, where he believes that in the future, mankind will basically marry a robot. I mean, they will be involved with robots. Now, I find that to be absolutely incredible. But he said that they'll have emotion, they'll look human. It's weird.
You know, they've already created some robots that look very human, that have a soft skin-like covering on them.
Mm-hmm.
That can, you know, if you're standing maybe 10 feet away and you only look at them for a few seconds, they can fool you. And you can think, yeah.
Where do they keep these things?
Well, right now they're basically at the technology conferences. They're not really getting out there.
I may have gone out with one a few weeks ago. I'm not sure.
They're not really very good at moving, these robots that look really good, because they've basically got them all hooked up to giant computers that are sort of hidden under their chairs. So they basically just sit there and talk and look realistic, but aren't very good at moving. The ones who move don't really look very realistic. We've got, they're developing these cute little robots. They're about 2 feet tall, called Little Dogs, that would be assistants for soldiers that would follow along like a little pack mule.
What do they look like? Robots or people?
They look very much like the walkers from Star Wars, if you recall, those ones who the Empire brought to the planet Hoth, and they had four legs, and they looked kind of like elephants.
But little ones.
But these are little. They're only 2 feet tall, but they look very much like that. They're four-legged. They're very good at getting across rough terrain. They can walk, they can run, they can climb, they can carry heavy weights, and they are what seem to be one of the uses on the battlefield for robots in the future is to aid the soldier and to get to the difficult locations and help with carrying stuff.
Now, C-3PO was the gold-looking robot to people who don't remember Star Wars.
Right.
Didn't he have emotion?
Oh, my gosh. Well, when the movies came out, the first movie, scientists just thought it was ridiculous, the portrayal of robots, of C-3PO and R2-D2. They would argue and provide some great comic relief between the two of them. And the scientists would say, well, that's ridiculous. We don't want robots with emotions. You know, they were afraid. 3PO was always afraid, the big coward, you know, running away from trouble and always wanting them to, you know, go home and forget about all of these.
Okay, he always lost his body parts, that's why.
Yeah, well, that would upset anyone, yeah. Really. But scientists thought, you know, well, that's ridiculous. We want robots who are logical, who are intelligent. This is just silly fiction. But what scientists have discovered is that creating an artificial intelligence, which 3PO has and R2-D2 has, you know, the intelligence of a person in a computer or robot is much more difficult than they thought. They thought, back in 1977, they thought they'd have an artificial intelligence by 2001. That was what the whole 2001 A Space Odyssey was based on. That author, Arthur C. Clarke, tried to make that book very realistic, and scientists at that time thought, hey, we're well on our way to creating artificial intelligence.
Do you think they will ever get to the point where they will make robots that have smooth, human-like motion? You know, right now they're kind of rigid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, would they ever get to the point where they just have, you know, the grace of a human being?
We're going to get there, and we're going to get there probably pretty fast, like within 20 years, I think we're going to have that, because we're making huge, huge strides. A lot of it is about computing power.
Will it be 100% mechanical, or might it also be biological?
Well, they're looking into systems that combine the two, that use biological systems as part of the robot. So that's probably a little bit farther down the road, but that's definitely coming.